Earners, what's up? Look, if you're like us, then you pour your heart into creating content. But let's be real. Relying on algorithms to decide the fate of your efforts, that's not the move. That's where Kajabi steps in. It puts you in the driver's seat of your content, brand, and income. As content creators, we know the grind doesn't stop at production. Managing the business side is a whole other game. But guess what? With Kajabi, you don't need to hire a big team or juggle multiple tools. It's your one-stop platform to run your entire online business effortlessly. Here's a scoop. Kajabi is the all-in-one platform that supports entrepreneurs in transforming their passions into profit. Whether it's through an online course, membership sites, or coaching, Kajabi has all the tools you need. And the best part? You keep every penny you make. No revenue sharing here. We've been using Kajabi, and it's a real game changer. The analytics help you track what works, the payment options are a breeze, and the email marketing tools, well, top notch. It simplified our lives and let us focus on what we love to do, and that's creating. So are you ready to take control and stop leaving your success to chance? Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial. Just go to kajabi.com/earn. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the thousands of creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's going on? Look, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Acorns. You know, investing can often feel intimidating, and many people don't know where to start. Some think you need a lot of money to begin, or that it's something you can put off because it doesn't seem urgent. Plus, with our busy lives, who has time to manage and research investments? That's where Acorns comes in. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. Personally, I found Acorns to be a game changer. It's really helped me get into the habit of investing without even thinking about it. Every time I make a purchase, a little bit of my spare change gets invested, and over time, those small actions have started to make a big difference. From Acorns, mighty oaks do grow, right? It's all about giving your money a chance to grow with Acorns. So if you want to start saving and investing for your future, head to acorns.com/earn. That's acorns.com/EARN or download the Acorns app today. And who would I be without giving you an important disclaimer? Client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/earn.
Well, let me ask you, because you bring up an interesting point. You're a native New Yorker. Affordable housing is something that's a very big topic these days.
Right.
And the rent has skyrocketed over the last decade. I think the average Manhattan rent is like close to $4,000 right now for one bedroom.
It's too much.
And a lot of those programs that you described that even that you grew up in have been taken away. So what's your thoughts on, you know, affordability in the city of New York?
Well, you know, it's very hard to find. I mean, in so many ways, we're just being priced out of everywhere. It's very difficult for anybody to find a quality of life, lifestyle. It's hard. I think about, you know, I hear this from so many people and so many young people just starting their careers and wanting to figure out, like, I love this city. I want to stay in this city, but I got to live like 6 hours away to be able to do anything. Mm-hmm. So it's unfortunate. It's definitely unfortunate. And I feel like this is such a great example of what can come of affordable housing.
Well, that's what I wanted, because I think you are actually an advocate almost for, because you said it was a building for artists, right?
Yeah, really, it was specifically for artists. And I think my mother explained that also they had to have 30% of people from that particular neighborhood or that currently lived in the neighborhood as well, which is also important because then people come from all over, but mm-hmm. those in the neighborhood don't get the same opportunity. So that's something to think of. We see that in Harlem. We see that in Brooklyn, you right. know, so much of that regentrification.
Because it's important, because it's like, let's say, for instance, you were not able to live in that building, right? And you had to grow up in Connecticut or some other place, right? Now, you never might not have become who you became. And now you're actually contributing to the economy of the city now, right? So now it's a full circle moment.
That's a
by
fact.
You actually are somebody that had benefited from that affordable housing situation. Because a lot of times people don't have sympathy. They're like, if you can't afford to live here, then don't move here. But it's like, if we take away, we take away the artists, if we take away the creatives, if we take away people that might not have the finances to pay $4,000 a month, then we actually are hurting the whole ecosystem, right? And I think, like I said, you're actually a perfect example of that because you're a native child who actually not only became extremely successful, but now you have a play on Broadway and now millions of dollars being generated.
That's a fact. That's such a huge point. And being able to have that experience, being able to grow up close to different creative cultural places, experiencing different styles of art forms, you know, having that access, it changes it. It changes your experience. It changes your relationship with it. It changes what you can imagine for yourself, what you could dream for yourself. I mean, you know, growing up on 10th Avenue, it was so bleak and it was so drastically different from just walking two avenues over or three avenues over that 7th or 8th, which had those Broadway lights and the life and the, you know, and so I think that that's definitely a big thing that I note a lot, like the experience, the access, the opportunity came from the access to seeing different possibilities. And so I agree. We can't box people out of the learning, of the education, of the access. Another thing Hell's Kitchen has done is we created a fellowship program to bring the young people who normally wouldn't be in the space of set design or costume design. And all of these pieces are the director fellow, the choreography fellow from Camille Brown, Michael Greif, who's one of the best directors, you know, ever in the Broadway space. So people get to learn under the greats. Chris Diaz, the book writer. So it's really part of what we're talking about is access. We're talking about welcoming people into spaces where we belong and giving the opportunity to learn and so that we can diversify what we're seeing and so we can contribute back to the culture of the city. And I think that's exactly right. And that's the only way it happens when you have access like that.